Hello.
Hello, my name is Nina, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, Jada Lewis.
I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Okay, you said your name is Nina?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And this is the an attorney?
No, this is the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Oh, I thought you said an attorney for the Alabama. I'm sorry. I was just wondering what number did I dial. But yes, ma'am, I was calling to apply for my unemployment.
I have been
laid off my job.
Okay, can I have your social security number, please?
Yes, 416-1900.
Okay, so it was
417-96-1900.
Thank you.
Mhm.
And your date of birth?
March 6, 1961.
Thank you. And your mother's maiden name?
Sanders.
And your driver's license number?
503-9681.
Thank
Alabama.
You.
Mhm.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, no, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And is this a traditional bank account, like one that has a physical building?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Will this be for checking or savings?
Checking.
And can I have the 9-digit routing number?
062-0080. Probably need to check that. And no.
So that was 062-0080.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And the account number?
It is 618-642-2819.
So that's 618-642-2819.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can I have your mailing
address,
please?
Did that come up as Wells Fargo? Just want to make sure that I'm giving it. I'm going to get something to verify it, though, okay? But my mailing address is 111 South Catherine, that's spelled with a C, Catherine Street. That's apartment 7, A is in Apple, Mobile, Alabama, 36604.
Thank you. And is your residence address different from this mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am. Everything's the same. Yes. So that routing number, just to recap, 062-0080. Is that what I gave you?
The routing number is 062-0080.
Yes. And the account number is 618-642-2819.
Yes.
Was giving it to you off the top of my head. I just wanted to double check that.
Yes, 618-642-2819.
That is correct. Okay.
Okay. And what's your primary telephone number?
251-361-6222.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure that I have this address correct. That's 111 South Catherine Street, apartment 7A, Mobile, Alabama, 36604.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Montgomery, Albertville, Gadsden, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1986 Chevrolet El Camino, a 1990 Mitsubishi Gallant, a 1993 Plymouth Sundance, a 1995 Saab 900, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
1990 Mitsubishi Gallant. I think there was a 1990. Mm-hmm.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Alliance Communications Management?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1420 Spruce Street?
That one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 100 Walnut Street, 190 Wallace Drive, 366 Kennedy Street, 3730 Pop Stone Circle, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been associated with those addresses.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Can you repeat that for me, please? I didn't quite.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, I'm sorry.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am. I wish.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And when was your last day of work?
It was Friday, December, hold on 1 second. I think it was the 2nd. Let me just make sure. Yes, it was Friday, December the 2nd.
Thank you. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't work for myself. And what was the other?
Oh, do you own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They did not.
And what was your previous job title?
Insurance adjuster. and I guess some people call it insurance claims adjuster.
Okay. And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
It's CNC, Defco, well, it's short for CNC.
CEFCO National Claims?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
And can I have their phone number, please?
251-470-4718.
Okay, so the phone cut out, so I heard
251-471-4718.
Thank you. And when was your employment start date with them?
I started, you said on this last time or when I started with them, period, initially?
When you last started.
Last started, call me October 7th, I believe, that was the day that we started on a Friday. But I've been
of
with
this
them
year?
Since September of last year.
September of last year?
Yes.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
The work dried up. It got real slow.
Okay. So this is due to a lack of work?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you have pen and paper?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I have your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you'll use when you call in each week to do your weekly certifications. It is 0061.
Okay.
And I'm now going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, and not on Saturdays. You can make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so you can do your first one on December the 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Ms. Lewis, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I just want to recap the career. You said this when we did this interview that the certification is good for 90 days
mm-hmm.
starting today. Is that correct?
So for that, it's saying that your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. So it's basically just wanting you to keep an up-to-date resume on that website.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's good for 90 days. Okay. Just want to make sure I'm complying and keep an active resume. Okay. All right. All right. And so with the Career Center, I just need to make sure I maintain an active resume for at least 90 days at the time.
Or for the duration of your unemployment claim.
Got it.
And then every week, you just have to make sure you're doing your certifications. That way, your claim stays active.
Okay. And how many weeks is the unemployment for now?
The amount?
How many weeks are you able to receive your
So I'm not exactly too sure because this is sent off to a separate department and they determine how much you would receive. So it would depend on how much you would receive.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nina.
You're
welcome. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. If we don't talk again, happy holidays to you and your family.
You too, ma'am. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You as well. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.